Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Pastor George is back with us today, and we've got more good word for you. Hallelujah.
Wow.
God is our source.
He is our source, Gloria. He's your source, and that's what we're talking about in these 2 weeks. Gloria and I are taking one thought and one thought only during this time together, and that is to make God the source of your life, of everything, everything that you need. And you know, we talked about early on in the broadcasts that we talked about how there are people that are facing financial difficulty in their lives, and they try to make it on their own. They forget God and they say, where are we going to get the money for this? How are we going to pay for this? Where is this going to come from? And what we have to do is shift our thinking. We have to have a mind change, a mind switch to where we begin to think, God is my source. God is my source. And that's why we make all of the outlines available.
Right.
They're all available to you right now on kcm.org.
We appreciate that study you do, George,
and listen,
and all you put together.
Gloria, they can, and I love to say this, you can make copies of them, you can print them, print as many as you want to, give them to as many pastors. You can, if you want to do a series on God is my source, these are in a perfect format for you to do a 10-week series on preaching of God is my source.
That's a gift from heaven.
And you can, if you want to, you can make copies of these and pass them out to your whole congregation. I like that.
That's awesome. George, then, you're so generous.
And then on top of that, well, the Lord is generous.
I may preach these myself.
And on top of that, Gloria and I have a little book that we've written called God is Your Source. God is My Source. And in it is a compilation of everything that we've been talking about. All 70 scriptures of God is My Source is in here that you can confess. We have other things in this little book. You can carry it with you. Take it with you wherever you go. Put it in your purse.
Put it
in your pocket.
Put it in your eyes and in your ears.
Put it in your eyes and your ears and your heart.
Bring it out your mouth.
And in the book, Gloria, I tell them they'll get extra credit if they read it out loud, the scriptures out loud. So you do that. So we're talking about God as our source. My God, Philippians 4:19 says, He shall supply all of my need. All of it. All of it. All of our need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Not according to what foul things going on in the earth. To the depression, the oppression.
Or not according to what you have or what you can do.
But according to His riches in glory.
There's a word from the Lord that Brother Copeland gave about, don't look to the government as your source.
That's right.
Don't look to other people as your source. Pastors, and this was really important for me to know, pastors, don't look to your congregation as source. You know, there's some congregations, some pastors that look at their congregation and all they see is dollar signs sitting there in the congregation. And they sit down and they figure up what the average gift is going to be, and that's how they base. That's wrong.
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
That's unbelievable.
It doesn't matter how big, small, or in between your congregation is. God is your source.
That's it.
And if He wants you to build a building, He'll get you the money to build that building.
Yeah.
He'll do it.
Amen.
He'll do it. Terry and I right now, we are calling in, we confess this every morning, we are calling in $10 million over and above our operating budget into the church.
Amen. Good.
And we've been making that declaration, standing on it. And I'll tell you, money's coming in. Resources are coming in.
Yeah.
Things are coming into the church. We are seeing it happen. We are seeing it take place. We were, and I love doing this, but we were able to, there's a man in our church who has a food ministry to the poor. And he had a truck, a pitiful truck that was years old, had over 500,000 hard miles on it. And the church bought him a new truck.
Brand new, debt-free,
with a trailer on it for the food truck. And I'll tell you, he's so excited.
He's got people more excited too.
Yeah, he does. He does. And it comes, God is our source, and He will take care of what we within ourselves do not have the ability to take care of.
You know, we didn't know how we were going to manage when we saw in the scripture, it says, keep out of debt, because everything was borrowed on borrowed money. And so we didn't know if we just have nothing or whatever. We had an old used car at the time. We didn't know, but it turned out instead of cutting us off, It unlimited us.
Oh, Gloria, that's good.
Because if we can believe for it, we can have it.
That's right.
And we learn to believe and to live debt-free. And so now all things are possible to him that believes.
It didn't cut you off. No. It set you loose. It enlarged your capacity for faith to believe God
for
that.
So everything out here, of course, on this property, and this property is debt-free. To the God be the glory.
Yes, yes.
And it is. We do that in our personal life.
I'm sitting in a debt-free chair today.
Right.
We're at a debt-free desk, sitting in a debt-free studio.
You have a debt-free hanky in your pocket.
I have a debt-free hanky in my pocket. I don't have to give it to anybody unless the Lord tells me to give it to somebody.
Hallelujah.
And so it's not, if you're sitting there thinking, how are we going to get this? No, it's who.
Yeah, that's
who we
trust. Just do it, and who will manifest himself.
Just, Gloria says, just do it, and
who will manifest himself.
I like that.
Glory to God.
You know,
really and truly, you know, we've done that for a long time. Because we saw in the Word, to keep out of debt.
Right.
And actually, instead of cutting us back, it turned us loose.
That's what it did.
Because
it
God taught us
you,
how
Gloria.
To believe for it, and now all things are possible to him that believeth.
You can do the same thing. Yeah. If you take a stand of faith right now that God is my source, you make that stand just like they did, that will set in motion a series of supernatural action that takes place from the heavenlies. It'll begin to set your faith in motion, and you'll begin to see things coming towards you.
That's
what it does. When you made that decision to be debt-free, it set in motion, not just for you and Kenneth, Gloria, but it set in motion for us in the family.
Yeah.
It's set in motion for the body of Christ actually believe God for an airplane debt-free.
If you're in unbelief, you know, you've got a hurdle. You don't need to be in unbelief. But just like George said, what Ken wanted was an airplane.
Yeah.
What Gloria wanted
was a house. Yeah.
Those are both big ticket items.
Yeah.
And they both came. We got to specification what Ken's airplane was, what my house was, and it came to pass.
It's happened. It's happened.
We didn't borrow money, haven't borrowed money in I don't know how many years, long time, since we found out we didn't have to.
Yeah.
And it works, George. It just works.
Faith is a blessing magnet.
That's right.
It draws the blessing to you.
And then we figured out one day how much interest we'd have paid. I told you this recently, but how much interest we'd have paid over this history of this ministry if we'd continued to borrow money.
Oh my goodness.
Man. We'd have had to have so much more money to pay the interest.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is when you buy a new house, too.
And the great thing about this is we have, and this is what we're talking about here today, we have an inheritance in Christ.
We do.
We have an inheritance in Him. You and I, as believers in Christ, are part of the royal family with a capital R.
That's right.
The royal family. Let's talk about that a little bit, Gloria.
I like
our inheritance in Christ. In Galatians 4:4-7 in the New Living Translation. But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
Yes.
Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave.
No.
You are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you an heir. Now, that's the important word there, Gloria, heir.
We have an inheritance.
We have an inheritance. And I'll tell you something. I'll just throw this in.
We can receive it now.
You and I spent two weeks.
Nobody has to die to give it to us. Somebody's
already
done
died.
That.
That's it.
Jesus has already done it.
That's
been
it.
Been raised from the dead, sits at the
Hallelujah.
Right hand of the Father. Glory to
Preach
God.
Preach it, sister.
We have it.
We have it.
Yes.
Gloria, we spent 2 weeks. Look at this. These are our study notes from the two weeks of broadcast that we did some time ago. Those of you who are interested, if you want to know more about being heirs of God, you can order that through KCM.
George, really, but when you get to it, there's nothing like it. Finding out what belongs
what
to
belongs
you. What
to
already
you.
Belongs to
what
you.
What is yours?
In the written Word of God. Just take it, believe it, say it, act on it. And it'll manifest.
Say this after me. I am in Christ.
In Christ.
An heir of God.
An heir of God.
I have an inheritance.
I have an inheritance.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
Right now.
Right now.
Look at this. I looked up the word heir in the Greek, and it means one who receives an inheritance by right of birth.
That's it. Didn't we get it by birth?
We got it by birth.
We were born again.
We got it by birth.
It became ours.
And we've been born again into this royal family of God. Now, so we establish here, it's very interesting on this particular study today, we're establishing four things. Number one, we are heirs of God.
We are.
We are heirs of God.
Right now.
Right now.
We don't have to die to get it. Jesus,
nope. Jesus
died to give
it
to us. He was raised from the dead.
Number two, in Romans 8 and 17, we are joint heirs with Jesus. Listen to this, Gloria, amplified. If we are His children, then we are His heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs, or the King James says, joint heirs with Christ. Look at this, sharing His inheritance with Him.
I have an inheritance.
Inheritance.
Sure inheritance.
Ooh, I was talking to somebody in our church the other day. I just get chills thinking about this. And they had a relative who passed away who left them an inheritance.
Hallelujah.
A very nice inheritance.
Is that good or what?
We have a relative who passed away and was raised from the dead.
Yes.
And boy, do we have an inheritance in Him.
Inherit all things.
In the New Living Translation, it says, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory.
That's bigger than finances.
That's bigger.
That's everything.
The glory of God is the goodness of God, heavy with everything good.
Yes.
Everything good. God heavy, the presence of God heavy with everything that is good. And I'll quote Gloria Copeland. I'm quoting you from the study that we did in Heirs of God. You said, when you were born again, Jesus moved in with everything He has.
Oh, I like that.
You said it.
Did I say that?
You said
good.
That. It's really good.
Hallelujah.
So Gloria, we've learned so far, number one, we are heirs of God. Number two, we are joint heirs with Jesus.
Now that's if you're born again.
That's right. Got to be born again.
We'll tell you how to do that today.
We'll do it. And then in Galatians 4:7, we are heirs of everything. I like this scripture, Galatians 4:7, Gloria, since you are His child. Mm. This is the NIV. Since you are His child.
NLT.
NLT, thank you.
New Living.
So you are His child. Since you are His child, everything He has belongs to you.
Glory to God. Sonship.
Sonship.
Hallelujah.
That's sonship. Mm-hmm. Everything He has belongs to you. Listen to the Message translation. If you are a child, if you're a child of God, you're also an heir with complete access to His inheritance.
That's awesome, isn't it? Wow.
Isn't that some good news? Complete access to Him. And I wrote down here that the inheritance is the full scope of God's provision that encompasses everything we would ever need. It's our inheritance.
That's true.
That's what belongs to us. That's what belongs to you
today.
Praise
God. We
have a covenant with God, and in their covenant are the covenant benefits and the rights and our inheritance, what belongs to us. Now, this is interesting. In Hebrews 1:1 and 2, God who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things.
Glory to God.
Now, I spent some time, Gloria, and just meditated on that scripture in light of our inheritance in Christ. And if you look at point five there,
I like it.
This is what the Lord showed me. If we are joint heirs with Jesus, and Jesus is heir of all things, that must mean we are heir of all things as well.
It must.
We are heirs of all things. Everything that the kingdom of heaven has.
We have an inheritance.
We have an inheritance.
Glory
it belongs to us. So we've learned so far, number one, we are heirs of God. Number two, we are joint heirs with Jesus. Yes. Number three, we are heirs of everything.
Wow.
And number four, look at your next page, drum roll please.
Ta-da.
We are heirs of everything
now. Hallelujah. That's
now.
Right. That's
Turn
right.
with me. Let's look over at that scripture in Colossians 1. This is such a great scripture. Oh my goodness. We are heirs
excited,
of everything now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is so powerful. It says in Colossians 1:12, we give thanks unto the Father, which has made us.
Has.
It He has made us. Now, let's talk about
we
that for just a moment.
We has been made.
We has been made.
That's right.
The word hath in the King James translation is, in our language, has. He has. Mm-hmm. That's past tense. That means it's already happened. It's already taken place.
We can have it now.
We can have it now.
We don't need all of it now, but we can have whatever we need.
We can have whatever we need right now. Giving thanks to the Father.
Who has. How did He do that? Qualifies. By the new birth.
Yep.
We were born again into this new covenant.
Yes.
And He has made us fit or able.
That's it.
To share.
That's it.
The portion which is the inheritance of the saints.
That's it.
George.
That's
George.
It. That belongs to us.
Glory to God.
He's made us able to be partakers of the inheritance in the saints.
Hallelujah.
And this we've really come together today, these 2 weeks for the reading of the will.
Okay, this is it.
This is all that belongs to us. This is everything. As a matter of fact, in this free book that we're giving, the 70 scriptures that we are covering in these 2 weeks, that's part of your inheritance. Just part.
I want a couple of those.
I'll give you as many as you want, Gloria. We have an abundance.
Do you have influence here?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I know you. We give thanks to the Lord because He's made us able. That's what the word means. He's made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now, I like the Amplified translation of that. You know, we don't have to wait to heaven, by the way, to get our inheritance. Mm-hmm. We don't have to wait till we get there. It's ours right now. And the verse 12 in the Amplified Bible says, He has qualified us and made us fit to share that portion. He's qualified us for this. Mm-hmm. He has qualified us.
How did He do that? Being raised from the dead.
By being raised from the dead. And we made
taking
Jesus.
The curse for us.
That's
so
right.
Blessing
That's right.
Upon us.
That's right. And look at this scripture here. This is interesting. In Proverbs 8:17-21, our inheritance includes whatever supply that we need.
That's right.
And I like this well, let's turn over there. Proverbs chapter 8. I want to take a look at that with you. We've got a little bit of time left
here.
Proverbs chapter 8. You can, if you look online, you'll find a wonderful ministry tool that Sister Gloria did on the book of Proverbs. She did a study on the book of Proverbs. This was a number of years ago, and it was outstanding. Gloria, you did that with the staff.
I'm going to look that up.
It's a really, really good study on the book of Proverbs. You need to find that out.
Okay, I'll get one.
In Proverbs 8, in verse 17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Yes.
Riches and honor.
Riches and honor. They're with me. Yes. Durable riches and righteousness. The word durable means enduring. Verse 19, my fruit is better than gold, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. And I will fill
Praise
their treasuries.
Jesus, I believe it.
Glory Isn't God. That something,
George,
Lord?
I've got, this page is just very, very busy.
It's a busy page.
In my wide margin Bible. But verse 12
yeah,
says.
Tell me.
I wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions.
Oh, that's...
The Lord could give you an invention.
Come on,
that
Gloria.
Would make you the richest person in the
Come
whole
on, Gloria.
World.
That's right.
And somebody
that's
listening
right.
might think, well, I don't have any money. I don't have any education. You don't have to have education to get a witty invention from God. Glory to
That's
God.
That's exactly right. Oh, I'm so glad that you read that one.
Yes,
witty inventions. Find out the knowledge of witty inventions.
Praise
That's
God.
That's part of our
Be
inheritance.
Open.
It's part of our inheritance. It's part of what belongs to us. In verse 21, in the New Living Translation, those who love me inherit wealth.
Yes.
I will fill their treasuries.
Not just a treasury.
I will fill your treasuries. I mean, the more we talk about
treasuries
this.
Treasuries are big.
They are. They're huge. And the more we talk about this, the bigger it gets on the inside. The stronger it gets on the inside. And then verse 20 and 21 in the NIV, I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasuries full.
Now, which one was that, George? I want to put that on my
notes. That one is Proverbs 8 and verses 20 and 21.
In the NIV?
In the NIV. And that the Lord, He walks in the way of righteousness along the paths of justice. And what does He do? He bestows wealth. What do you need today?
That I may cause those that love me.
Yeah,
the Bible say loves him? Those that do the word.
Yes. That's right. Those that do the word. Absolutely.
So there's a caveat, but we can do that.
Yep.
Those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures.
Fill it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Fill it, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus,
you,
I pray right now over every person watching.
Yes.
We see you as the source of all of our supply.
Yes, Lord.
We are heirs of God, joint heirs
with
Jesus. And if Jesus is heir of everything,
Jesus,
we are joint heirs with Him in everything. And we receive today exactly what we need. Father, we receive the cars that we need, the houses that we need, the clothing, the food, the tuition, whatever it is, Father, the bills being paid. The job, we receive it now because we are heirs of God.
Hallelujah.
Joint heirs with Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And we have an inheritance that is ours.
Substance.
Substance, Lord.
Glory
substance.
To God. Hallelujah.
And you fill our treasuries with your goodness. Father, we thank you for that
awesome
today.
God.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen, Gloria.
George, you got me all excited.
Oh, this is some good news, Gloria.
Woo.
Some good news.
You know, and we're not just telling you something. We've read in a book, but we've read in the book, and we've used the book, and we lack for nothing.
Lack for nothing.
And we had nothing to start
with.
Glory to God. And it's
Hallelujah.
Worked for people all over the world.
Yes.
In the darkest part of Africa, it's worked. I mean, there's a church just about in the jungle over there, and they have got wealth in their congregation.
Hallelujah.
Because of the Word
Hallelujah.
Of God. George, and I'll be right back.
Praise God.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.